The MBA JD at Sugar Lake, as I was saying earlier, can be either a four-year or three-year degree program, combined program. The what you have to do, the four-year program starts in September only. And so that year you have to apply to Osgood and you have to apply to Schulich. The Osgood deadline date is November 1st of the previous year that you want to begin. The deadline date to apply to the MBA side of the school is actually May 1st. There's an early deadline date of February 1st. If you want to be considered for scholarships, it's a good idea to have the application in early. What happens then is that once you get an offer from Osgood, and we have your application from the MBA, then we put them together. Usually, if you get into Osgood and your GMAT's acceptable, then you usually would get an offer to the joint degree. We have direct entry, that's direct entry. You can also apply to the second year of the MBA JD. So you could start at Osgood and apply while you're there. Usually you don't start at the MBA side because most MBA JD students do not have the 2 years of full-time work experience. So you can get the offer from Osgood, but you wouldn't get an offer from us. So that's the other choice, and then you start at Osgood. Although in the last 2 to 3 years, the competition from students who have already started at Osgood is very high. It's become very competitive. So it's actually better to apply for direct entry if you can. I can give you my card too later because I do that program.
With us, you have various options. So if you decide to apply to the JD program first, you'd have to apply for both programs at the same time by the November 1st deadline. And they're flexible in the sense that you can choose to do the MBA part first, or you can start with the law first and then come back with the MBA and then finish off again. Because we don't require work experience, we have students that have also started off with the MBA and then applied for the JD and been accepted that way. And that gives students a chance to kind of build up their application and make them a little bit more competitive with someone applying without that grad or professional experience. So it depends which route you choose to take.
We have a JD MBA program as well, and first you need to get into the law program because in order for you to be able to apply to our MBA program, you need the full-time work experience. But if you already have an offer on the table from the law program, then you can get into our MBA program. And the chances are the applications are quite strong for JD students, so you might be able to get in. But it's competitive. It's becoming even more competitive. So it's, again, a matter of you proving us that you will be able to survive without any work experience in the program.
So for us, the JD MBA program is quite small because of the competitiveness of the program. So what you need to essentially do is apply to both the law school and to Ivy and get admitted to both. Now, in terms of timing, you want to be applying to law school first because it is the first program that you would start. So you would begin it in September, do 8 months of that program, and then start the MBA in April. So you apply to the law school, and then you need to apply to the MBA before July that you're going to be starting in law. But we do still require you to demonstrate that you would be competitive from a career standpoint in the classroom. So you do need to have some work experience. We're a little bit more flexible, but you do need to have some.